Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
The king turns 70 today. What do you think he's doing? You think he's on the beaches of old Mexico having Cody go?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's probably going to ride his horse, do a little roping. He'll probably do a little drinking. I guarantee you he's going to smoke a big old cigar.
Oh, yeah.
That's George.
Can we join him? Can you set that up?
There are a few things I would rather do than get to spend a day with George Strait.
I agree completely with you.
That would be cool.
That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question today. What is your favorite George Strait song as the king of country music turns 70? Joining us now up on the hotline, it is Robin Varelman with Livestock Exchange out of Brush. Robin, how are you this morning?
I am good. How are you, Tanner?
Doing well.
Hey, Robin, this is Brian. I wanted to say hi to you as well, Robin. And before we can even go on, I have to know, are you a George Strait fan, Robin?
Well, sure I am.
Now, if you had to, do you have a favorite George Strait song?
Every one of them.
No. I've been getting on other people, Robin. I'm holding you to the fire on this one because we all want to say that. But what is, give us one or two that you put a little bit above everybody else. I've got Amarillo by Morning. Brian says The Chair. Where are you at?
Probably The Chair.
Okay.
Thank you, Robin.
All right.
The Chair.
I think it's one of the greatest country songs ever written. And you just see that story play out in your head when he sings it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right there.
Yeah,
well, great. Robin, smart Tanner.
Yeah, well, anybody who disagrees with me normally, typically is.
Good point. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Robin, how are we looking in the cattle market world here on this Wednesday morning?
You know, it traded overnight, starting out a little softer, and nothing drastic, but it is a little softer. Most of the grains are a little softer, except for soybeans, and so therefore, you know. Hopefully by noon, things will look a little better on the outlook in the short term. The long term looks good, but the short term is down, but not anything drastic. So it's a wonderful Wednesday, Tanner.
It's always a wonderful Wednesday when we talk with you, Robin. As people take their animals to grass, as you start to get out there, it's vitally important to watch the animals. You know, we've got a couple ahead that we're watching, making sure they don't back up if you've got those older cows out there. But how important is that right now, Robin?
You know, it's real important, Tanner. You really got to watch for a few different things this time of year. Just getting out there, of course, you always want to watch the grass tetany, but we haven't had the abundance of moisture to cause a lot of that tetany, but it happens in different forms, overeating and things like that. So those are things to watch for. Calves, just the stress of the calves if they're walking a long distance for water, Tanner, if they're traipsing in, you know, half a mile or mile, and it's dusty conditions. Watch those calves for the quick pneumonia. That's real important, too, and especially with our inclement weather. My gosh, it's they're predicting, what, snow maybe on Friday in the higher countries and what we were, what, 90 here over the weekend?
Yeah, so, and 90 on Thursday, too. Those quick turnarounds are, I mean, it just wreaks havoc on the livestock.
It absolutely does. So watch those calves and just, you know, a little TLC goes a long ways.
That's right, Robin. Have you guys been seeing any of the moisture that's been with those thunderstorms? We've been seeing all the lightning up here as they go across the eastern plains, but have you been getting any of that down there?
We see the blue in the sky, my friend.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it's been in Colorado for the last year, I think. There's been just a lot of blue out there. Robin, what do you got coming up at Livestock Exchange?
You know what? We are busy out here, Tanner, and I'm waiting for you to show up to help fill in those spots, but Thursday...
Send me a text. Wait. You don't get to just throw me under the bus like I wouldn't show up. We said last week that if Brian and I come work the ring, I can work on my auctioneering down there. As you know, my mother went to auctioneering school. I can do Betty Botter for the most part, but, you know...
Betty Botter, better.
Yes, that's... Yeah, that. So don't just throw me under the bus without texting me and telling us that you need some help down there.
Hey, I was around when the song "The Auctioneer" came out by Jerry Van Dyke, so I'm sorry, but I've listened enough to play along too.
Good deal. Well, with that being said, we'll take that bump in the road. We just ran you over, so we are going to have our combined sale this Thursday, and so that'd be tomorrow. And we do have a pear and bread special at 1. So at 9 o'clock, we'll start with a Way Cows, Bulls, and Heiferettes, and then at 1 p.m., we will go to Pears and Breads. We do have a phenomenal lineup, mini herd reductions and two herd dispersals on pears, and then we do have quite a few breads as well. We'll probably look in that 400 to 500 with the pears and breads. And then we do have stocker feeders that will follow after that, Tanner. So that's going to be later on in the afternoon, probably in that 3:30, 4 o'clock maybe. I'd plan to be there by 3 if you were wanting calves. We do have quite a few calves on the list as well. And so if someone is still looking for some replacements to breed for some heifers, Buchland and cattle are in with 49 Limacrosta Angus heifers, and they're going to be replacement quality, Bangs vaccinated, ready to roll. So there are those as well, as long as those will sell with the feeders. And then we do have 40 calves that will sell before the bred pairs at 1, and they are coming right off the cow. They're going to be in that 150 to 250-pound calves. So if anyone's looking for those, too. And then on Saturday, it is our monthly hay auction, and it starts at 10 a.m., and there is grass hay, oat hay, alfalfa hay. And so, yeah, there'll be a little bit of hay for everybody. And this time of year, you know, things are a little lighter, so make sure to get in there. They can sure log on the website and look at all the advanced consignments or any of the sales coming up that they would like to have knowledge about, and that would be on our website at livestockexchange.org.
All right. Sure, call the, oh, go ahead, Robin. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean, you know what you're doing. I don't know why I thought you needed some help there.
Throw me under the bus, would you?
Where can they call you out, Robin?
They can call me on my mobile 970-380-3798, or they can always call in the office 970-842-5115.
All right, Robin, make sure you got some George Strait flowing today to celebrate his birthday, and hell, absolutely, maybe even a shot of Cody Go for you.
Come on.
All right. Oh, you're great, Robin. Have a wonderful day.
You guys do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks. There you go. That's Robin Varlman there. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, what is your favorite George Strait song? Jeff chiming in with Fireman or Amarillo by Morning.
The fact that Fireman didn't get brought up until right about now is rather shocking to me, because everybody who's ever played country music in a bar has played that song. Any band has covered it.
Desiree says She Let Herself Go. Yeah. That was one that had come up earlier. Steve Bear, my friend down at Bear Insurance, chiming in here. Kind of tough beings. He had 60 number one hits.
Yep.
Amarillo by Morning, not a bad choice, though. Best country singer ever, not even close, in my humble opinion. I think we both agree wholeheartedly with that.
No question. When I saw She Let Herself Go, it reminded me that's probably my wife's favorite, aside from Seashores of Old Mexico. And then I'm going, wait, She Let Herself Go is about a woman who really finds happiness in life once her guy leaves. So, hint,
here's
hint.
Your sign. Thanks, Bill Engvall.
I know. Yeah. I've hung with Bill.
7:50 the time. When we come back, I don't know when the last time you've been to a sporting event is, but the prices of things have been outrageous. And Now we've got a professional athlete that is complaining about it just
back.
Like we are. We'll talk about it next. Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Smoke, cry and joke about these tears in